Imagination is the golden pathway to everywhere. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we learn how to develop and unleash your imagination. Enjoy.
Many years ago, I read where Napoleon Hill pointed out that the imagination is the most marvelous, miraculous, inconceivably powerful force that the world has ever known. And you know, the average individual uses the imagination, if they use it at all, against themselves. They imagine what they don't want. They imagine problems coming. Let's begin to use our imagination the way God meant it to be used. It's the greatest creative faculty that we possess. And we can build anything we want with it. I want you to wander around your home or possibly your office and take a look at all of the conveniences that you have there that you didn't have, let's say, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years ago, 25 years ago. Do you know that every one of them, without exception, was first created in the mind of one individual with their imagination? Do you know you can use your imagination to go into the future and bring it into the present? That's what all highly successful people do. They see where they want to go, and then they act like the person they want to become. It was William James from Harvard's advice. He says it's the actor's technique. Act like the person you want to become. How do you do that? Well, you use your imagination, of course. You see, it's a strange phenomenon, but the greatest gift we've got is used very well up till the ages of 4 or possibly 5. The little child, we always wonder what's going on in their mind. They're using their imagination. They're building wonderful pictures in their mind. But then they get to school and wham, like that, it comes to an abrupt halt. It's called not paying attention. Daydreaming. Well, what they were really doing was exercising a phenomenal mental faculty. You see, we can see, hear, smell, taste, touch. They're for our physical benefit. As long as we're living in a physical body and corresponding with the material world, we will use our sensory factors. But you know, I have a couple of little dogs at home that can hear, see, smell, taste, and touch. We've got higher faculty. You have perception, the will, memory, intuition, reason, and imagination. These marvelous tools. We can take our imagination and build an image in our mind of how we want to live. Block out what's going now. Don't let your present results have anything to do with this. Just what you want. And it's with your imagination that you will build it. Everything that we have, the camera that I'm speaking to right now, was first created in the mind of one individual. Think of how our world's changed. You see, we were gifted with these higher faculties. We were given creative faculties to use. And you know, they're only used by 2 or 3% of the population. It's almost inconceivable that people would wander around with so much power and potential and squander it. See, the average person literally tiptoes through life, hoping they make it safely to death. It's such a shame, and it doesn't have to be that way. Think we have giant corporations and little wee creative departments. And the primary reason for that is the average individual really does not believe that they're creative. Everyone's creative, and no one is more creative than another. It's just that some have chosen to use their creative faculties to a greater degree than others. Imagination, your imagination. What do you want? How do you really want to live? Build the picture in your mind. There's a power that is flowing to and through you. A creative, unadulterated power. It can be photographed leaving your body. Way back in the 30s, Semyon Kurlian, the Russian photographer, perfected a form of photography where you can actually photograph a person's body and you will see the energy glowing from them. Well, that energy flows into your mind. And it's the images you build in your mind that's going to dictate the vibration that this instrument you're living in is in. And the vibration on a conscious level is called feeling. Make certain that you exercise your imagination daily. Build beautiful images in your mind of how you want to live, and then hold those pictures there and live that way.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.